US President Joe Biden has said he's outraged and heartbroken by Israel's attack on the World Central Kitchen convoy in Gaza, the strikes that left 7 people dead and brings the total of aid workers in this conflict so far to nearly 200. It also means the aid deliveries, desperately needed to prevent famine in Gaza, have stopped. The founder of World Central Kitchen, Chef José Andrés, said his aid workers' vehicles had been targeted systematically.
This happened over more than 1.5, 1.8 kilometers. So this was not just a bad luck situation where, we dropped the bomb in the wrong place or no. This was over 1.5, 1.8 kilometers with a very defined humanitarian convoy that had signs in the top, in the roof, a very colorful logo that we are obviously very proud of, but that's very clear who we are and what we do.
However, Israel's economy minister, Nir Barkat, told the BBC that suggestion was nonsense.
There's no way in the world that Israel would target people that come to give people aid. That's nonsense. I'm sorry. Give us a bit of respect that we care about those people. And it's the same people that helped Israel. We will never target people like this. I'm sure that there was a mistake done on the way. The Israeli army will interrogate this and give the families of the people that unfortunately were killed all the details. And we want to make sure it doesn't happen again.
World Central Kitchen is calling for an independent investigation into what happened. So is this a tipping point for all the words of condemnation we've heard in the past few days? What difference will this make on the ground? Kim Sengupta is Defence and Diplomatic Editor with the London Independent. Kim Sengupta, good morning.
Good morning.
Was this week a tipping point?
Well, the thing is, we've been in positions before when you thought that what's happening on the ground may change the course of the war or indeed lead to a ceasefire. Now, that hasn't happened. Now, what has happened this time is very shocking. You've had a bombing of an aid organization which the Israelis were promoting very much in the last few weeks. The Israelis, as you know, want UNRWA, the UN agency, out of Gaza. They claim that UNRWA was complicit with Hamas, or some UNRWA members were complicit with Hamas, and they have been bigging up other organizations like World Central Kitchen to take over that role. Now, they have now carried out this attack, which was targeted and killed 7 people. And of course, 6 of the 7 killed were Western, and thus, you know, the focus is on that. But if you look at some of the rhetoric that is now coming out of Israel, you know, saying that this is a very unfortunate accident, they apologize, but they will continue with their war aim, which is next to go into Rafah, eliminate Hamas, then it's unlikely that this very tragic incident will lead to an immediate halt in the war.
And as you say, the IDF have been very critical of UNRWA. World Central Kitchen, they're now suspending their operations after the attack on their staff. So, given that we're already seeing horrific images of starving children coming from Gaza, who prevents a famine here?
Well, we at World, as you point out quite rightly, World Central Kitchen have now stopped delivering aid. A boat which left Cyprus with aid has now turned back, and other organizations have also now paused their efforts. Now, I mean, that obviously can't continue. You have the situation of starvation taking place now in parts of Gaza. So a way will have to be found, but at the moment in this very hard situation for the civilians in Gaza, you know, they are facing hunger without humanitarian supplies coming through, which is obviously a very, very worrying scenario.
And while the aid isn't getting through to Gaza, arms supplies are continuing to be supplied to Israel. Will the US and other countries that supply arms to the IDF, is there any chance, do you think, that they will change tack after this, as there have been some calls for?
Well, I mean, you're quite right in mentioning the U.S. Before every other country, because the U.S. supplies around 60% of more than 60% of military supplies to Israel. Germany, after that, is the second biggest shipper of arms, with something like 28%. Italy comes after that. The other countries, including the UK, in comparison, are a rather small provider of weapons to Israel. Now, President Biden has said how outraged he was. He will be talking to Prime Minister Netanyahu today, their first conversation since the killings. However, at the same time as President Biden was expressing his outrage, we heard news that the U.S. is preparing the expediting of a massive arsenal to Israel, part of a deal which goes back a long way, and there really seems very, very, very slim chance that will be stopped. Now, what the U.S. says, of course, is these arms are not necessarily for use in Gaza. They say these weapons are for other adversaries Israel faces, like Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Iran-backed Shia militias, etc. But the fact remains that while the U.S. is expressing its outrage and condolences to the dead families, the U.S. will, for the time being at least, continue supplying large quantities of weapons to Israel.
And finally, Kim, Benjamin Netanyahu under pressure at home, growing protests against him and his government, but he doesn't so seem to show any willingness to quit the political stage.
No, he doesn't. You know, in my last visit to Israel a couple of weeks ago, I spoke to some very senior people who are his closest advisors. You know, they say that the plan A will continue. Rafah must be cleansed, and then there will be a non-Hamas Palestinian administration in Gaza. So the Israeli Prime Minister doesn't seem to want to change course. And, of course, we go back to the same issue as before, that he does face a public investigation into what went so badly wrong that led to the Hamas attack on 7th October. He faces separately various criminal charges, and of course, critics and cynics would say it's in his self-interest very much so to hang on in there.
Kim Sengupta, defence and diplomatic editor with the London Independent. Thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.